Penn is appealing a federal court order that would require it to turn over information about Jewish faculty and staff to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The university argues the request goes too far and would force it to identify individuals by religion, raising serious privacy and First Amendment concerns. However, last month, a federal judge ruled that Penn must comply with the subpoena. Penn has asked the judge to pause the order while the university appeals to the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. The case stems from a late 2023 EEOC investigation into alleged anti-Semitism on campus as protests erupted against Israel's response to the October 7th Hamas attack. The Trump administration has been using similar complaints to accuse elite colleges around the country of anti-Semitism. The Delaware Department of Correction defended its decision to close a Wilmington work release program to some state lawmakers. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has details.
The Plummer Center closed last month, with its work release prisoners transferring to a treatment center in Smyrna. Correction officials say the work release program offers the same or enhanced services in a new location. Rochelle Wilson's son, Justin, is being held at the Smyrna facility. She says the facility's strict rules mean fewer job opportunities for her son and others.
These men can't go out. They don't have computers or laptops or access to those things. People have lost opportunities to have a job because the center won't allow them to go.
Correction officials say the work release participants are allowed to go to work and on job interviews, as well as other reentry activities. Transportation is provided. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
It's spring, but it sure feels like summer right now. 90 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, with mostly clear skies. Temperatures are going to be staying in this vicinity for the next couple of hours. Overnight, clouds roll in. Temperatures drop down to around 70 for our overnight lows, and another scorcher on the horizon for Thursday.